bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Oh, the voice in my head is reassuring me I'm alive again. It always comes as a bit of a shock, doesn't it? Well, oh, Lord, have mercy on us. At any rate, again, thank you. It's I just can't tell you how much fun I have doing this, and it's kind of you to let me. So your generosity keeps me entertained, and I really am grateful. It just is such a privilege to do this and to be part of Relevant Radio has just been such a force for the renewal and strengthening of the Catholic family in this country and in so many places around the world. So thank you. It's such an honor to be a very small part of it. This is your ministry, and you do it. And again, I'm grateful. All right, let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your... Oh, that's right. I'm praying, saying the prayer... Well, we'll finish the whole prayer of the Holy Spirit, then we'll say the memory. Enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit. They shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Lord, you taught the hearts of the nations by the light of the Holy Spirit. Grant us, by that same Spirit, to have right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his comfort. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Before jumping into the Bible, I would like to just reflect a little on this fascinating turn of events with the Supreme Court. It has certainly caused a great Sturm und Drang, as we say in the old country. Sturm und Drang means storm and thunder, kind of. Well, it really is fascinating to see people just up in arms. We've been praying the Memorare a lot. And people wonder, what's this memorary meter business? And, prayer really does work. We persist in prayer. And, I think that the enemies of the faith are really going to be, what's the word, agitated by this. That's because the devil's agitated. But I was thinking, no society that kills its children will survive very long. And by that I mean not just abortion, but also artificial birth control. But abortion is the flagship cause of those who really hate our society and hate our civilization. I'm sure you've heard me say it before, but I'll say it again, that Abraham Lincoln said, if slavery is not wrong, then nothing is wrong. And I think we can paraphrase that to say, if abortion is not wrong, then nothing is wrong. Abortion and slavery really occupy the same place psychically. The reasons for the defense of abortion rights, so-called, is the same as the reasons for the defense of slavery. Unfortunately, a constitutionally guaranteed right. Secondly, it's an economic necessity, and the most heinous of defenses for slavery. It's really better for them, that people were taken out of the barbarism of Africa and brought to snug slave cottages in a Christian country. That's nonsense. Christianity existed in Africa long before it did in the Americas. But interestingly, those same arguments apply to so-called abortion rights. It's better for them. I'm never ask an aborted child if it was better for them. I hear so many stories of people who are survivors of an abortion who are grateful for their lives. So it's supposedly a constitutionally guaranteed right. That's what this Supreme Court document is threatening. It's an economic necessity. None of those things are true. None of them are true. The economy will fail for lack of children. You know, us old folks, we don't need stuff. You got to have young people to have an economy. So to me, that's very intriguing that the same argument is used for abortion that was used for slavery, because abortion essentially is slavery. It's aimed, oddly enough, at the same group of people. African people of African origin in this country. Look at what Margaret Sanger, the great proponent of artificial birth control and abortion, said to just too many blacks in this country. That's what she published that. I mean, it was initiated as a racist and eugenic attempt to limit the number of people of color in this country. That's just history. And it is slavery. It's to say, abortion is to say that one person has rights over the body of another. Well, that's a woman's body. No, it's not. That child growing in her womb has a different DNA makeup than she does. That's a different person genetically, psychologically, and spiritually. So slavery and abortion are essentially peas in a pod. And back to Abraham Lincoln, if abortion is not wrong, then nothing is wrong. And that's exactly why they want to defend it so strenuously. If abortion is not wrong, then nothing is wrong. The culture in which we live is incensed by the idea that something that they might want is wrong. You know, to say that mutilation of the human body to change a man's body to look like a woman's body, or a woman's body to look like a man's body, that's what we in the church call mutilation. And it's wrong. It's wrong. Well, that's your opinion. That's your truth. No, it's wrong. Well, how dare you say it's wrong? You see, the people are opposed to the gospel and opposed to, especially to Catholicism. They don't want to hear anything is wrong. If abortion is not wrong, nothing is wrong. So, well, I'm going to take a break now, and then we'll come back and we'll open up the Bible. But I just had to share that. You know, we're going to face a lot of persecution over this. And do not forget that you must react to those who hate you and persecute you the way Jesus said. You know, this has been a great victory so far. It really, but it sent shockwaves through certain communities, because the devil is about to be deprived of some of his prizes. I really believe that. We're going to face persecution. Be ready for it and react to people who persecute you and hate you, as Jesus told you to love them and not to respond in anger. It takes a lot of work, but the Lord is good. All right, we're going to go to a break. We'll come back and then we'll look at the readings for the day, and then we'll open the phones for phone calls. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to give a big shout out to our St. Joseph Recurring Giving Society members. They make a huge difference for us at Relevant Radio, because they're monthly generous donors who budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. So please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better. It saves us money. And you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be double. So please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or you can call us at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Harry Graham and Neil Robbins stepping into the studio here for just a moment to let you know where things are at. And Neil, I'm looking at these suggested goals for this hour. And I think we can do better. You know, I think they're too low. I'm looking at the numbers
right
now.
What are you suggesting, Miss Mary Graham?
We are $84,000 away from crossing the $1.8 million mark. Now, somebody said, you guys can't do that in an hour. And I said, yes, we can. We can do that.
I was the doubting Thomas when we were talking a few minutes ago. $84,000. Father Simon fans, can we do 84,000?
I think so. Easily.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay,
easily.
Mary.
They're on
okay.
The team.
All right.
Well, we got to work fast if we're gonna make this happen.
All right, let's do it.
84K in this hour. How do we do it?
It's 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. The pledge party ends tomorrow, Father Simon fans. So the collection basket is coming around right now. Time to toss in a few bucks if you haven't already. Time is running out, and we have matching funds going on right now. It's a great time to give. Between now and 2 o'clock Central Time, we have matching funds. So Father Simon fans, we need to hear from you right now. We need to keep up the pace, keep up the energy. Pledge drive ends tomorrow. Give online right now at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123.
You know, we've set some crazy records today, and this would certainly be a record for the Father Simon Hour. Help us do it. Help us set some crazy records during this hour. Call now. Make your gift. It will be doubled dollar for dollar. We're going to get there. We need folks who can come in with those $5,000 and $10,000 gifts, so we will depend on you during this hour at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Dollar for dollar match. We heard from Kathleen in Forest Hills, New York. Your dollar a day has become $2 a day. And we've heard from Josephine in Reno. Your $75 became $150. Your dollars will be doubled too at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It's a big goal, but we can do it. We know how much you love Father Simon here, so let's make it happen. Looking to raise $84,000 in 1 hour. We need your help. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
You got to accentuate the positive, healing, mind it to negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between, you got to spread joy.
Well, that's true. Accentuate the positive. At any rate, accentuate the positive. It's kind of tough to do sometimes, but it's worth doing. All right, let us go to the big book on the coffee table. Yes, this is the latest we've ever started, the big book on the coffee table. But the readings are they're fun. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. This is a wonderful thing in the stories of the early church. They really did kind of seem, oh, the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. Okay. I mean, they were seemed to be kind of accustomed to it. I mean, Ananias, when the Lord appeared to him and said, I want you to go speak to this Saul fellow in Damascus, Ananias didn't seem to be shocked by seeing the Lord, but he was shocked when the Lord said, go talk to Saul. That we live in the supernatural world, even though we don't recognize it. Now, you can get really weird about this, but that said, we do live in a supernatural world. I talked yesterday about the structure in the church. We're all comfortable with structure in the church, really. We say we're not, but we are. It's the miraculous dimension of the church that makes us nervous because, well, it's not real. Well, it's uncharted waters it's a very, I love when C.S. Lewis talks about us as amphibians. He puts in the mouth of the devil the words, they're amphibians living on the edge, like frogs on the edge of two worlds, on the land and in the pond. And the land can be very dangerous, but the pond can be really dangerous. There's big fish that want to eat us little froggies. That's the problem. The devil works miracles, so how do you trust a miracle? You really stay close to the Lord. That's how. And you don't take what isn't given. You know, you've heard me say 1,000 times, sin is what's taken, grace is what's given. And so often we want to attribute something miraculous to the Lord when it isn't so. But on the other hand, the Lord does work miracles. I've just seen too many not to believe in miracles. But how do you count on a miracle? You count on the Lord. That's the thing. To count on the miracle is a kind of interest in the occult. And so what we're doing is we're counting on the Lord. Well, this is miraculous that he gets up and he goes on the south road from Jerusalem to Gaza. Now, this is Philip the deacon, who we read about in the Acts of the Apostles. I think he was, if I recall, he was living in Asia Minor at the time. And he had 4 daughters who prophesied. So he was a man who functioned in the supernatural. And he meets an Ethiopian eunuch very often, and he was a court official of the Kandake, which is an ancient, it's Meroitic language, it's ancient Ethiopian. It means a queen or a royal lady, and he was her treasurer. And when men worked with women in the ancient world, especially royal women, they wanted to make sure that there would be no untoward intimacy between them. And so men who could no longer function as men were drafted for this purpose. I don't want to go into it too much, but it was very common. And he was in charge of the treasury. Someone who's going to have children and family might want to take some of the treasury. But this fellow was going to have no children and no family, so he could be loyal to the queen. Well, he's seated in his chariot, Philip ran up and sees him reading Isaiah and explains the scriptures to him. And he says, "Here is water. What's to keep me from being baptized?" And I think a lot of people baptize quickly in the Catholic Church. It takes a year or two to get baptized. And I have, in my life, in my experience, I have seen people who, well, there's no reason to keep them from being baptized right now. So let's baptize him, and then you don't see him again. You know, that why should I have to wait 2 years to be baptized, or a year, go through this program, this RCIA? Because if you really want it, and you're going to make a commitment for life, you'll put up with this. Well, I don't want, I don't have, well, you know, persecution comes, which it well may. Are you going to be loyal to the Lord? This was a unique and special circumstance of grace, because this fellow, he was, I think they the name the tradition has for him is, I think they call him Simeon was his name, according to certain traditions. He was a person who brought Christianity, according to the tradition, back to Ethiopia, which is, they are still Christian. I had a lot of Eritrean and Ethiopian parishioners when I was pastor at St. Thomas of Canterbury, and they were devout. And boy, they prayed long and loud. So this was a special circumstance. The idea that we have to be patient in our seeking of baptism, that goes back to the earliest days. St. Paul said at a certain point, "Do not be anxious to lay hands on everyone." In other words, let's take this calmly. Well, the interesting thing here is that the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more. You know, we live in an age of marvels. There are wonder workers in our times. I think of Solanus Casey, Brother Solanus Casey, who was actually my grandmother's spiritual director. That means he put grandma back together when she came apart, which was frequent. And I had a cousin who was miraculously healed under the ministry of Solanus Casey. And that would have been in the 1920s in Detroit. We had Brother Andre, and I I call him my saint-in-law. He was a distant relative of my sister-in-law. May she rest in peace. But he was a wonder worker. And, of course, the great wonder worker is Padre Pio. And he was known to locate. I was looking at an incident about a woman who was involved with spiritual direction in Father Padre Pio, and Padre Pio showed up at this gathering of people, and it turned out it was very real that he conducted the evening benediction and received friends. They chatted together. I was afraid to ask the padre himself about the bilocation, but then another one. Well, there are just all sorts of incidents. You can look them up. That Padre Pio was in his monastery, and he showed up in other places. It's just these things happen. This is part of the supernatural heritage of the church. So there you go. And it's something that changed the nature of a whole country. So there, just going on with that. Let me look real quickly at the gospel. This is, of course, John, the 6th chapter, in which Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. The messianic expectations varied over the years, but one of the messianic expectations is that the Messiah would restore the manna in the desert, that there'd be free food, and that's the symbolism behind the multiplication of loaves and fishes. But the real manna in the desert is the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven. In other words, Jesus is saying, I'm going to restore the manna in the desert, and better. And when you think about it, Jesus has contrived a banquet in which more than a billion people are involved, or at least a billion people are invited to this banquet every Sunday, the Holy Eucharist. How do you contrive to have a banquet for a billion people? Well, the Lord Jesus did it. He restored the manna in the desert. And the messianic expectations, so many people say, well, he didn't fulfill the messianic expectations. He most certainly did. He fulfilled them and surpassed them. And when we talk about God answering our prayers, we think he's got to answer it the way we envision it. He does a better job. He gives us more than we can ask or imagine. All right, that said, where are we going now? We're going to the call center, I think. Is that where we're going? Oh, we still have a minute. What can I say in a minute? Okay, let me look quickly. And so, good grief, what just happened? Oh, my computer once again has turned on me. Let me see here. All right, let's see here. There's music. I can stop talking. That's not stop talking. That's the Jeopardy music. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. Remember, that's trust. You know, we say that I have a hard time swallowing the idea that bread and wine can become flesh and blood. Don't worry about it. You don't have to be of the opinion that it happens. You just have to trust Jesus. We're trusting Jesus. We're not of an opinion. We're trusting a person. So, speaking of trusting a person, I hear music in my head again. Oh, my head's full of things.
All right, Father Simon, get on the phone right now, 877-291-0123, or faster, easier still, by going online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Neil Robbins and Mary Graham here for the Relevant Radio Give Hope Pledge Drive. We are passing the basket around right now, looking for a huge hour from Father Simon Says fans. 84,000 is what we're going to try to raise this hour. And Mary, 57 gifts in already this hour, scratching at $10,000. So we might get there. We might get to that 84,000. And you know what? This is your idea. So if we don't get there, you can just kick in the difference, right? No,
well, I don't know about that.
That doesn't sound like a good idea. Oh, okay. Well, all right. We'll leave it up to our listeners,
like
Stephen, Sheboygan, Michigan. Yeah, lots of great people checking in. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there, Mary. Susan, $50 from Round Rock, Texas, and Bernice, Westchester, Pennsylvania, with $200 becoming $400 this hour. We've got the matching gifts too, Mary.
That's right, matching funds. Every single gift will be matched dollar for dollar when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or stop by the website. It's real easy at relevantradio.com or using the app on your smartphone or tablet. We've set a big goal. We want to cross that $1.8 million mark during the Father Simon Hour. It would be exciting. It would be a first for us to be able to do a $70,000 or an $84,000 hour. We're just $79,000 away from making that a reality. It's only going to happen, though, if you help us out. And I know we're going to need some folks who can come in with the $5,000 and $10,000 gifts in the next 32 minutes. It's the only way we're going to be able to achieve that goal. Every single gift is matched dollar for dollar. So if you come in with $5,000, it becomes $10,000. $10,000 becomes $20,000. $100 gift becomes $200. Every single gift will be matched dollar for dollar.
That's right, Mary. It doesn't matter, if it's big or small, we will match all gifts. Like Mary said, we could use some of those larger gifts of $5,000 and $10,000 to help us cross that $1.8 million mark. But also, if maybe all you can do right now is $5, $10, we have those matching funds. So please don't feel like, well, all I have is $5 or $10. No, it's going to be doubled. That $5 becomes $10, that $10 becomes $20, and so on. So get a hold of us right now, Father Simon fans. Show Father some love right now. Tell him you love the show by giving a gift now to Relevant Radio to help Relevant Radio pay some bills, stay on the air, and continue to grow across the country from Maui to Maine and all points in between. 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Give hope.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, hello again. Thank you. We're just here schmoozing for the shekels and thanking you as they roll in. Today is a twofer, isn't it? With your voice in my head. Yeah, this is a great deal. It really, as we used to say in Skokie, why pay retail when you can get it wholesale? All right, let's go to letters. This is a letter from Marlene in Lexington, Kentucky. I always think about the Last Judgment as a judgment of an individual, whether he or she will go to heaven or hell. The wisdom reading of today, that's a while ago, because boy, am I behind in my letters. I'm going to have to do some letter shows soon. But this is from the beginning of April. The wisdom reading today speaks of those mysterious beings that dart about like sparks through stubble and judge the nation. Also, Matthew 25 speaks of judging the nations, as do many Psalms. Oh, I should have looked this up, but judging the angels. Did you realize St. Paul tells us we will judge the angels? Let me pull this up. This is a fascinating verse. 1 Corinthians 6:3. Do you not know that the saints, in other words, the holy ones, we're saints with small s, is God willing, do you know the saints will judge the world? If you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? What do you mean, angels? We're going to judge angels. Angels are already as saved as they can be, aren't they? St. Paul is saying you should solve these matters among yourselves. But the Bible says, do not judge lest ye be judged. Well, Jesus says, do not be judgmental. It's that form of the verb I always tell you about, the continuous form, which means do it and keep doing it till I tell you to stop. Useful for the parents of adolescents. But Jesus says, don't be a person who keeps judging, or you will be judged. There are some people who just think it is their job to share their opinion, unrequested. that, you know, I love hearing about, was it Deborah who judged Israel? When you think of the judging, she judged Israel. You know, I just don't like that color on her. It just makes her look dumb. Yeah, that's the kind of person who goes about telling people what they should be doing and what they should be eating and what they should be drinking. Don't be that person. However, we do have to make judgments. And when you understand judgment in a more biblical sense, it makes great sense that to judge means to give counsel. So the idea of they will dart about, let me pull up that reading from Wisdom. It's in Wisdom, the third chapter. As gold in the furnace, he's proved them as a victim of a Holocaust. He's received another gold in a furnace. We see that also in St. Paul, and I think 1 Corinthians, that will be tried as gold in the furnace. The just shall shine, shall run to and fro like sparks among the reeds. I don't know if you've ever burned straw, or when I burn the palms, it's these little sparks kind of dart out through this burning mass, and they're kind of incorporeal. That's what the author of Wisdom, the third chapter, is saying, that we will be kind of like incorporeal spirits, that are able to go from one place to the other instantly. So, and then it says they shall judge the nations. In other words, the Gentiles, the non-Jews, then the unsaved, who pick your poison there, they will come to ask the advice and the counsel of those who belong to the Lord. So that's the context of it. It isn't condemning. The idea of judging the angel, to think that an angel is going to come to me for advice, me who can barely turn on a computer and who mostly on his show says, I mean, the angels will come to me to ask my advice? That's, I think, the sense of this. So, when we think of judging, we think of it simply in forensic terms. And we will be weighed in judgment. Judgment is a statement of truth, but it isn't simply kind of the innocent or guilty thing, though it does apply to that also. And there will be a judgment for everyone. You know, I remember hearing the story of a priest. I've shared this with you before. Who had one of these temporary death experiences, lost vital signs, and he thought he was a shoo-in. Well, the Lord said, you were a priest for yourself. This really gives me the willies. You were a priest for yourself. You're going to hell. And the Blessed Mother said, this is one of mine. Please, give him another chance. God bless the Blessed Mother. I don't know how else to say that. But when he talked about the judgment, he said that there wasn't any, you did this and you did that. It just, he saw himself as God saw him. And there was no kind of, well, let me explain. No, this is true. When he saw the truth of his life revealed, he realized he didn't deserve heaven at all. That's the idea of judgment. It's the exposition of truth. And sometimes that's advising someone who comes to ask our help. We don't volunteer it necessarily unless the Lord really tells us to. We don't want to be judgmental as Jesus told us. But this idea of the revelation of truth, to be part of someone who reveals truth and not simply our own opinion. This I think is judgment, and we will judge the nations, we will judge the angels, and we need to judge specific situations in the church and in the world. So I hope that helps. That whole thing, who am I to judge? People who say that really, I don't think, understand what's going on. Let me do one more letter here. This is a very simple question, but very profound. This is from Jordan in Chicago. I know when we receive the Eucharist, it's Jesus. Since Jesus is part of the Trinity, could we also say that we receive God in the Eucharist? Yes, that's the point of it. We are receiving God. The heart of God is placed in our hands in Holy Communion or on our tongue. That yes, we receive God. And I remember hearing the story of a Muslim talking to a Christian He said, do you really believe that Jesus was God in the flesh? He said, yes. And do you really believe that piece of bread becomes God? I said, yes. If I believed that, I'd find the nearest church and I would go in and kneel down and never come out again. And that Muslim had a point. We are so fortunate, and sometimes we take it so for granted. But in the Holy Eucharist, you receive God. What a privilege. We're able to look upon God, something the prophets didn't even do. All right, Moses did, but the rest of the prophets, no. The prophets longed for what we have. All right, we're going to take a break. This one's the call center, isn't it? Oh, no, miracle moment. Okay, yeah, I'm going to judge angels. I have a hard time swallowing that, but that's what the Bible says. We're going to the miracle moment now.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, yes, thank you, Patrick. First, I just want to say I really enjoy your show, and as a revert back to the Catholic faith, you've been very instrumental in my learning about the faith. And Patrick, I do appreciate you taking opposing views, and I think you do a very good job in bringing that out, and you're very fair. And anyway,
thank you.
I appreciate your show and what you do on your program. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you. Very kind of you. Do you hear that, Cyrus? Listening to Relevant Radio helped Mike come back to the Catholic Church. Isn't that awesome?
I love it.
Love that.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
We need to say thank you to an anonymous donor out of Los Angeles, $2,000, doubled to $4,000. Yes, Martha is, it's coming in fast now. I lost Martha's name here. Martha has made a $300 gift, she's in Las Vegas. There she is. A $300 gift, thank you. That was doubled to $600. And Mary in Baldwin, Missouri, you made a $100 gift. That was doubled to $200. We are on our way, but we still got a long way to go if we're going to cross the $1.8 million during this hour of Simon Says. We still need $73,000. So it might require someone who can do a $20,000 or $30,000 gift here in the next 20 minutes if we're going to make this goal. It's a big goal, but I have faith in Father Simon's listeners.
That's right. And we have had those gifts before. Every pledge drive, we have gifts come in like that. There are people across the country listening to Relevant Radio who are able to do $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000. And if that's you, we need to hear from you right now. Mm-hmm. 877-291-0123. Give online, fast, easy, secure at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. And we need the smaller and the medium-sized gifts as well, $25, $50, $100, $300, $500, whatever you can give. And we have the matching funds. This hour, at least for the next 15 minutes, you will have your gift doubled. We have generous benefactors who put together a big pool of money every pledge drive for the specific intention of matching our gifts when we call in and to help out during the pledge drive. So give us a call right now, 877-291-0123. Gifts small, medium, and large. We need them all right now. Please give hope to our Relevant Radio Give Hope Pledge Drive. Some great comments coming in too, Mary. Here's one that says, my husband is a changed man due to your programs. Thanks be to God, says Lucy in California. Thanks so much, Lucy. And here's another one here. You are all very well spoken and informative, and I have learned so much listening to you. That's an anonymous comment that came in to the call center. 877-291-0123. Mary, they can give and have their gift doubled at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
It's always best to give your gift at relevantradio.com or on the app because you get the special bonus download. You know everything's put in correctly. Thank you to this anonymous donor in St. Petersburg, Florida. Says he loves Simon Says. He wants to keep him on the air. He is the best. Let's keep these gifts coming in. We need $73,000 in the next 15 minutes. We set a lofty goal, but with your help, we can achieve it. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123.
Why don't you swing that chair and stop? Let me ride. Swing that chair and stop. Let
Well, this song is being played because of the word of the day. Let's go to the word of the day. I saw this in the word of the day, and I thought, what word are they using for chariot? You know, that the Ethiopian eunuch is in his chariot. It sounded kind of odd. So let me find the verse. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And I think of a chariot as sort of a war vehicle that doesn't have a seat. I don't know that I could fight with spear and bow and arrow from a chariot. That boy, I don't have enough hand eye coordination to the only sport I ever excelled in was weightlifting, because you don't have to get it through a target. So I decided to look up chariot, and all the notes on the chariot are very, very uninformative, because no one really knows what the word comes from. In Greek, the word for chariot is harma, which just means a vehicle. And he was seated in his vehicle. And the Latin word for chariot, this is not at all edifying. I don't know why I'm talking about this. It's carus, from which we get the word car. And it comes from the Gaulish or Gaelic language, the Celtic language. So it just means a vehicle. He was seated in his vehicle. There you go. I told you it was uninformative and uninspiring. Moving along. Let's go to phone calls.
The phone is ringing.
We have a lot of phone lines open. You've heard me say this before. Being an old man, I repeat myself, but the love of money is the root of all evil, which is why we give you so many opportunities to dump the store. I'm just kidding. But if you do want to dump some of the stuff and have a light feeling, you can call in at 877-291-0123. That's to donate. 877-291-0123. But to ask any question you may have about the Lord, the Faith, the Church, the big book on the coffee table, don't ask me for stock tips. And by the way, I won't be here tomorrow because it's the big pledge day. So do call in today if you have a question. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. And whom do we have right now, dear voice in my head? Jay from Northern California. What can I do for you, Jay?
Thank you for taking my call, Father. So I'm in a broken marriage. My wife wants a divorce, and we are in May, the month of Mary. And it just came to me, can I consecrate my marriage to the Blessed Heart of Mary without my wife's permission? She's a fallen away
Catholic.
Sure.
Of course. Of course. There's no reason you can't. I mean, it's very important to realize that, you know, in a marriage, it's they always say it's 50-50. No, it's 90-10. You give 90 and you get 10. And if everybody understood that, marriage would be easier, but we don't. But still, you're responsible, especially the father of a family, a father of a household. You're responsible for that marriage. So you have the perfect right to consecrate your marriage to the Blessed Mother, even if your partner is not willing to cooperate in that. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. What would be the best way to do that, then?
I would just say to go kneel down in church in front of the Blessed Sacrament and read the consecration prayer. So that's what I would do. You know, I would read the consecration prayer, and if the parts that your wife should respond, you read those too. So that's how I would do it. So I hope that helps a little. All right, I'll be praying for you, because it's a rough thing to face. I always say prefer a serious illness to a divorce. They are very painful things. All right, God bless you, and thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. All right, whom do we have now, dear voice in my head? Madeline from Los Angeles. What can I do for you, Madeline?
Hello, Father.
How you doing? What can I do for you?
I have a question. I'd like to ask, do animals have souls?
Yes, they do. They don't have immortal souls, but they have souls. Well, that's not not good. However, to God nothing is lost. The scriptures are clear on this. And we are promised a renewed creation, that the universe itself will be renewed. And I think a universe that just has trees and grass and a few flowers, that's kind of a boring universe. Nothing is lost to God. And the Bible says we will know as we are known. So we will, you know, to God, the Bible says everything is alive. And so we'll see Fido in heaven. and all dogs go to heaven, except, of course, for Chihuahuas. I'm kidding. Chihuahuas do too. But they're much better behaved. I think that we can count on a renewed creation. Animals will not have the vision of God, and they don't have immortal souls. But I think we can count on them being included in the new creation, in the new order of the universe. So does that help?
Yes, thank you, Father.
Good. I'm very fond of Father Branken's dog, Missouri, so I'm hoping that we will be able to play fetch in eternity. All right. Who do we have now? Mike from Minneapolis. What can I do for you, Mike?
Yeah, hi. Hey, I had a question about baptism.
Yes.
If from what I understand, the order of the words is supposed to be, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Now, if there's a baptism where the words are, I baptize you in the name of the Father, you skip the word of,
you don't,
say of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Is that still considered?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me pull up the words just to make sure. You know, I baptized 1,000 people. We baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's the correct form. You don't say in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. That's the proper formula. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, as I understand it, let me just make sure that I'm not causing, you know, it's a funny kind of thing. You do it all your life, and then you have to think about the prayer. Let's see here. The renunciation of sin. I baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And you see, because in the name, the word name here means authority. I baptize you in the authority of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So grammatically, the authority which belongs to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is this, or theologically, spiritually, it's the same authority. So you don't have to repeat the word name three times. Now, if someone did that, I imagine it would still be valid, but I would not advise it. One should stick strictly to the formula, Ego Deo Bautizo, in nomine Patris, Filii, Spiritus Sancti. In Latin, it's the same. So I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those are the words. And if you have your child baptized by a priest who does not use those words, say, Father, would you please do it according to the rite of the Catholic Church? And if he says no, then you got to go to someone important. Hope that helps. I get very nervous about saying things without a reference, but I was able to quick click it up on my computer. Speaking of clicking things up quick, we are going out of the call center, aren't we? That one I got right. Well, I won't be with you tomorrow, but again, thank you for your kindness, your generosity, and keep it coming because we really do need it.
We sure do need it, Father Simon. 877-291-0123. You can give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Hi, it's Neil Robbins and Mary Graham taking you up to the Drew Mariani Show in just a couple of minutes here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. You know, one of the things that I really love about Relevant Radio, and I have two little girls at home, 3 and 5, just absolutely love the kids, like Madeline, who called in just a couple of minutes ago. You hear kids calling Father Simon. You hear kids calling Patrick Madrid in the morning. And, of course, on the Family Rosary Across America and the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we are passing along the faith to the next generation, but we need to keep Relevant Radio on the air to do so, to keep the faith going throughout the, you know, everybody's day, to keep it, you know, sunk into everybody. You know what I mean? 877-291-0123. Let's keep this Relevant Radio on the air and growing. We need to hear from you all across the country, from California to Hawaii, all the way to Pennsylvania, Maine. Everybody pitch in right now, looking to raise a bunch of money this hour. We have matching funds. We have matching funds. We'll double your gift right now if you give online at relevantradio.com. The app, or Mary Graham at 877-291-0123.
And you know, Neil, I am the eternal optimist. I am not giving up hope. I have faith that we can still raise another $68,000 in the next 5 minutes. I know we can do it. It just takes everybody who can hear us right now to go by the website, relevantradio.com, open up the app on your smartphone or tablet, and make a gift in any amount. If you can do a $10, $15, $20 gift, if you can hear my voice, we need it to happen in the next really 2 to 3 minutes to make sure it processes through before we roll over the top of the hour, and then Drew gets those donations. We want him to come in for Father Simon. Make it happen. If you simply cannot do it on either of those digital platforms, you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And it will definitely require someone who can make some $5, $10, $20, $30,000 gifts if we are going to raise $68,000 here in the last few minutes. I have faith.
You got it.
I believe it. I have hope.
Absolutely. 877-291-0123. Give online on the app or at relevantradio.com. Again, we have matching funds for at least the next couple of minutes here. So whatever you have to give to support this hour of Father Simon Says, it will help us out. Patricia in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a brand new donor. Thank you, Patricia. $250 becoming $500. Erlinda in Chicago, a $100 gift becoming $200. We had Virginia checking in from Sewell, New Jersey, with a $100 gift becoming $200. And let's see, Mary Aldi, Virginia, brand new donor. Thank you so much, Mary. A $50 pledge becoming $100. That's the way we need to do it. Chipping away a little bit at a time and taking those big steps as well. If you can do $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000, we need to hear from you before the top of the hour. Matching funds, get online at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123.
You know, really a couple of dozen people who can do what Tony did here in Marlton, New Jersey. He made a $1,200 gift. Thank you for your help and your support. And just like that, we're down to only needing another $66,000. 3 minutes, I know it's a lot to ask, but I think we can get close. We're going to definitely get closer when you visit the website, relevantradio.com. Open up the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Let's show some love here to Father Simon and help keep his programming on the air for another quarter, another 4 months. Simply reach out and respond and give hope to your local community.
That's right. The theme of this pledge drive is Give Hope, and that's exactly what you do when you make a financial contribution to Relevant Radio. The miracle moments that you hear us play, the lives absolutely turned around from, you know, somebody who's addicted to having freedom from addiction, marriages saved, babies born that would have been aborted. You make those stories possible with your support to Relevant Radio. Keep Relevant Radio on the air. Help us to pay our bills right now. Our pledge drive gets over at 5 p.m. Central tomorrow, so we need everybody to chip in and to help out. We have matching funds right now, so go ahead and give us a call at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Give online on the app or the Relevant Radio website.